There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
I boasted among men that I had known you. They see your pictures in all works of mine. They come and ask me, who is he? I know not how to answer them. I say, indeed, I cannot tell. They blame me. And they go away in scorn, and you sit there smiling. I put my tales of you into lasting songs. The secret gushes out from my heart. They come and ask me, tell me all your meanings. I know not how to answer them. I say, ah, who knows what they mean? They smile and go away in utter scorn, and you sit there smiling. The poet is painting the pictures. People come and ask, who is it? And the poet says, I don't know. How can I describe God when I have not known him? The poet composes songs. People come and ask, what is the meaning of these songs? And poet says, I don't know. How do I know? And they laugh and they go away. And at last, poet says, I look at God. He sits there smiling without uttering a single word. It was a short poem by Rabindranath Tagore that depicts the mysterious nature of that universal being. He sits all the time smiling. He doesn't interfere. He is Sakshi all the time. He is in the state of utter observership. He is like the sky. There is a volcano under the sky, and the sky is unaffected. There is a bomb blast under the sky, and the sky is untouched. There are world wars under the sky, and the sky is unhurt. There are epidemics under the sky, and the sky remains unscathed. There are festivals under the sky, and the sky is absolutely untouched. This is called Sakshi, the detached observer state. And this is one of the greatest, or perhaps the biggest, the longest sadhana. We enter into the 12th day. The micro moments of victory. Purity is not something that will come to you overnight. In fact, purity is a big journey. It's like a big temple. You need muddy bricks one by one. It's a long marathon. You cannot run a marathon on day one. Rome is not built in a day, so also the city of purity cannot be created in one day. The forest cannot be created overnight. Every grain of dust, every iota of sand is important if you have to create a mountain. Every drop is of profound importance if you want to create a big, unsurpassable ocean. The first is neuroalchemy of resistance. the impulse, the urge. We feel that this impulse is the most important part of our personality. We feel this impulse is very, is the very essence of my being, but not well. This is just a passing wave. The impulse has come. And it creates a pathway, a highway in the nervous system. And already there is a highway created. If you fulfill that impulse by reaching out to mobile or giving way to lustful imaginations, you are making that highway smooth and broad. But if you can resist that impulse, the very force of that impulse disappears. It is this moment, if you can become a witness, Sakshi, the energy will change its direction. So, 1 second of resistance is very powerful. Rather than resistance, just watch it. It has come, it goes away. Every sensual impulse is temporary. It has come and it will go away. But if you jump into it and try to fulfill it, you thicken the pathway. The pathway becomes smooth and powerful. Our nervous system has so many pathways. And if you keep on repeating an act, an imagination, the pathway becomes all the more powerful. You become an automation, a robot, a puppet. You don't want, and yet, the moment in you are in a comfortable position, the moment you have free time, the mind prefers to go to that dopamine-releasing pathway. It's a habit loop. Mind wants happiness. Mind wants comfort. And all the sensuality leads to dopamine dumping and dopamine flooding. And mind seeks that path. It could be in the way of chat, sharing, imaginations, videos, could be anything. So the first principle of pure life is to come to the conclusion that this impulse is not the permanent part of my personality. It is a very tiny aspect. It has come and it will go away. If at that moment I become witness, it will be a micro victory. We have to accumulate small victories. There is so much digital dust which is getting accumulated. If you can stop all the distractions, the mind will become focused. Absolutely focused. The more the stimulations, the more the urges, understand the neuroanatomy. It is the repeated imagination, it is the repeated thinking, it is the repeated actions that is thickening the sanskar. If you resist it even for one moment, the whole highway cracks. It may not fall, but there is a crack in that highway now. The next time you will be in a better position to resist it. All the lust arises in 1 second. If you drop that 1 second, if you resist that 1 second, if you can't trick your mind for that 1 second, you are the winner. Purity is the mountain built on the grains of small victories. So understand this alchemy of resistance. Resist. You don't have to please every passing stranger who is coming. A man enters a restaurant and he is followed by a woman. There's one man who is already sitting there. And there are two chairs side by side. In order to prove himself to be humble and gracious person, he goes and sits on this chair and offers the chair to man and that woman. The man who is coming resists. He says, no need. But this man is humble. He says, no, you both can sit together. The man sits and the woman sits. And the man is whispering into that woman's ear, since this man is gracious to us, can we make friendship? They themselves do not know each other. Can we get acquainted? You don't have to please every passing impulse. You don't have to satisfy every desire. The urges, the desires, the impulses, they come and they go. Watch their temporary nature. The second is the architecture of the monumental. A big temple, an ocean, a mountain, a marathon. All these, they come bit by bit. Nobody becomes a saint overnight. Saint is nothing but a sinner who has conquered his next 5 seconds. Conquering every moment of temptation. Conquering small moments of temptations. makes you a hero. It is an internal victory. It is an internal mastery. There is, purity is not advertisement, it is fragrance. Purity is not exhibition that you want to show off. It is the experience. So achieve micro victories. And the lust becomes powerless. You create a new track of higher consciousness. The low level itch, the low level pleasures, the cheap entertainments drop on their own. You don't feel like. And one of the greatest victories is the digital victory. Go for zero YouTube for 24 hours. Zero. Zero means don't touch no matter what. Z-U-T. Just one moment of witnessing is enough to make the highway crack. The second, remember, these are the micro victories which is needed. Micro victories which are needed to build the vast empire of purity. There are so many saints. Do you know their childhood? Most of them are unknown in the childhood. Nobody knows anything about them. All the anecdotal stories are cooked ones. And then suddenly you find somebody reaching the top. But there is a great struggle inside. Even the avatars, even the chosen ones had to face temptations. They had to work on their weaknesses and they overcome them. And those children who see extremely spiritual in their childhood, it's not necessary that in their adulthood they become spiritual. There are small children, they appear highly spiritually elevated, but as they grow up, they are lost. You must have seen child artists in films, they become very famous at a very small age, but hardly any such person becomes a big star when they grow up. There was a kid. And when that kid was 2 years old, he was in 1980s or 90s. He was so much efficient in computer. People were so amazed. His name was published everywhere in the newspaper. The phone came from Delhi to his father that I want to meet your son. He is a prodigy. There was a meeting organized in Mumbai. And the minister came and met that small child. And the photograph was taken, which was flashed across all the newspapers of India. And the minister said, this child will become an IT genius. He's so talented. When the internet has come recently, and he is well versed at the age of 2, and the parents were so happy to receive so much praises for their child. And the minister said, this is my prophecy that he will bring, he'll become a great name in science. Now that child is grown up. He is no more in the science. He is in film industry and doing advertisements. See, things are different. Person may be in the darkness in his childhood and suddenly there is a spiritual enlightenment and he becomes great spiritually. And those who are highly spiritual right from the childhood, they get lost in their adulthood. I have seen so many of Master Brahma Kumars becoming Mr. and having Mrs. Brahma Kumari with them. They are lost. So it's nothing like that. So second is this architecture. Capture small victories. And the third, 1 second of awakening is enough. One moment of alertness. One moment of mindfulness. One moment of jagriti. Can repel, can defeat mountains of sensual desires. So this is day 12. Explore. Explore new aspects of purity every day. The more you study, the more you understand. The deeper the understanding, the mature you become. Purity is the journey of maturity. It's a journey of higher consciousness. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me, you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehas, chideva lokas. Baby.